Hello, hello, my wealthy coach friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Kendra, if this is your first time joining in. And what we are going to do today is I'm actually going to replay an interview or a conversation that I had with one of my past clients, Angela Brown. And you can find her at Angela Brown Coach on Instagram. And the reason why I wanted to replay this episode is because I got some crazy ass news from Angela yesterday. So me and Angela keep in touch regularly over Instagram, and I have her full permission to share this. But basically, she reached out to me, and first she said, "Hey girl, just wanted to reach out to you. I'm having the most amazing year in my business. I can't begin to thank you for everything you've done for me. There's no way I would be where I am without you. Seriously, thank you so much." And then she told me I had a 50K month in June. 50K, 50,000, $50,000. That is more money than I made in June. And I am so proud of her. She has done so well working with me, and how she has done this is she started with one-on-one coaching, and then this year in January 2021, I helped her launch a group coaching program using the Launch First formula, which is what I teach in Group Program Academy, which is currently open for enrollment, but only for one more day until tomorrow at midnight Pacific. Okay. Those are amazing results. And I want to ask you, what would making 50K in a month, what some people's annual income is, what would that mean for you? It would be life-changing, right? You could potentially retire your partner. You could go on a fancy vacation. You could put away half of that for your child's education, right? There's so much you can do with that. There's so much freedom that making money like that will bring. And I also know that Angela is a very dedicated coach. She loves the shit out of her clients, and they are all getting amazing results. And, you know, Angela thanks me, but really she did the work, right? She is definitely, you know, one of my top clients. She just wasn't afraid to put herself out there. And she just did it. She just took what I said and ran with it. And so while I am so honored to have guided her to have such a success in her business, really, I mean, she did the work, and it's all because of her and her dedication and her commitment and just pushing through, because it can feel hard. You will have setbacks. There will be rejection. But if you are like Angela and you work hard, you put in the time and you stick through it, then Angela's no different than you. You could have the same results that Angela has had, okay? So in this episode, I am going to talk to Angela about how she has had one of the most successful years in her business using group coaching programs. And if you are interested in enrolling in Group Program Academy, in turning your one-on-one coaching into a profitable group program and freedom-based business, the program is open, or the promo is available until tomorrow at midnight Pacific. You will still be able to enroll in the course. It is an evergreen course, but I have a one-time only promo going on right now. And this is the cheapest I will ever be offering this course. It's my little relaunch promo. And so if you want to take advantage of that, you can get it for only $5.97. We also do have payment plans, or you can upgrade to VIP and work more intimately with me inside Group Program Academy. And that price will go back up to $9.97 in tomorrow at midnight. So if you want to enroll, you can find the link to join in the show notes for this episode. And I hope you enjoy this interview with Angela. Welcome to the Wealthy Coach Podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hello, Angela. Welcome to the Wealthy Coach Podcast.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going? It's nice to hang out with you today.
I know. I like hanging out with you. I don't mind this at all.
No, just before we start recording, we're just chatting away about all the fucked up shit in the world, but we have a lot of good stuff to talk about too. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And so recently, Angela, me and Angela actually worked together for the past year. She was in the mastermind program that I was running with my friend, Christine. We ran it through 2020. It was very challenging, I think, for everyone, not only for the people trying to run a business, but the people trying to run masterminds. I'm sure some people in the audience can relate, but I'd love for the audience to get to know you a little bit better. Angela, can you tell us just like, how did you become a health coach? Like, how did you end up doing this?
Yeah. So, I started out as a physical therapist. That's what I graduated from college with, a degree in physical therapy, and I loved doing it. While I was doing physical therapy, I started noticing a lot of patterns, and a lot of it was, okay, so these people are getting all these injuries, but their health was really crappy. And I couldn't step over that line. It was like, you're done with physical therapy, move on. I would discharge them. And I always felt like, I'm like, man, I really would love if I could take it to the next step. During that time, I also was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and I had a really horrible journey with it for about 10 or 12 years, where it was in and out of doctor's offices. During that time, still practicing physical therapy, getting super frustrated with the medical system and not getting the care that I felt like I deserved and not getting answers. So that's when I decided, you know what, I'm still going to practice physical therapy here, but I really want to get a certification. So I got functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner certification, so that I could do testing on myself. And selfishly, it was all about, what can I do for myself? I wanted to learn what I could do to help my thyroid. And then with that, I was like, you know, I really think that I could actually do this as a business and start coaching clients. At that time, when I was first started, I was doing everything. I didn't have a niche, which was a little overwhelming, but it was a really good avenue for me to go, okay, I love working with physical therapy patients, but I needed this other thing, this other avenue of feeling like I was doing a little bit more than just shoving them out the door. I could do testing. I could do more things with them to help them with their health.
That's awesome. And so you ended up niching in thyroid, correct?
Thyroid. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before that when you were trying to kind of do everything, it was really overwhelming. And did that situation or experience change once you actually kind of went all in on your niche?
Yeah. So it's funny. So I did not have a niche until I met you and Christine. In the mastermind is when, right off the bat, you guys were like, all right, we're going to talk niche. And I was like, this is a little bit much. Oh my gosh. I was scared to like hone in on something so small, because I felt like, well, now I'm going to make my audience smaller. So I'm going to have less clients. So I'm going to have less money and all these things. And the exact opposite actually happened. I decided that I wanted to work with thyroid people. I knew a lot about it from personal experience. I loved working with thyroid people. So creating that niche was like a big game changer, because not only did it create I created more of an audience, but I'm actually helping more people now that I have a niche than I was prior to, because, you know, I was helping anyone and anything that you had going on with your health. I was doing it, which I didn't mind doing, but it was overwhelming because I felt like I was being pulled in 10,000 directions, and didn't even know, like, you know, who to help next. And I didn't have a pattern. I didn't have a system. Everything was just like a hodgepodge. And it was way too much. It was way too overwhelming.
Yeah. And I just really wanted you to talk about that because I hammer it to the listeners of this podcast. Well, you know, I'm like very militant about niching, and that's why we started with that, because it is so important. And I think most people who haven't niched yet feel like you did, right? They're just like, well, I'm going to narrow down my audience. I'm going to make less money. I'm going to get next client or less clients, but it ultimately ends up being the total opposite experience. And it's a tough thing to wrap your head around. And most people are really resistant to doing it. But what I try to tell people is that every business has a niche, like even Walmart has a niche. Like,
right.
You know?
Right. Everyone has a niche. And actually, here's what's crazy. So not only did I niche down, I niched in the middle of COVID. Like when COVID started, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. So now I'm making my audience smaller by creating a niche, and we're in COVID time. So nobody really wants to talk about thyroid stuff. And it actually did the exact opposite. Like I had a lot more people contacting me, noticing me on social media, emails, stuff like that. I had way more interaction honing in on a niche than I ever did with just taking on anyone.
Totally. And I mean, when we started the mastermind, I think it was January 20th. So it was literally like right when everything went to shit. And it's funny, I was just thinking about the other day, because I remember like with that, the live event we wanted to run in Colorado, then all of a sudden they grounded flights from Europe and then Christine couldn't come. And I was like, oh my God, I have to run this live event by myself. I was so stressed and I was wanting them to shut down the border. And then they did. And I was like, oh, thank God. But like, little did I know that a year later, like the border is still
closed. Still not opening. Yeah. Well, we all thought it was kind of a short-term thing, I think. And so, yeah, that was a whole nother issue.
I know. Well, this is, we won't go down that rabbit hole, but, okay. So when you first started, working with me inside the mastermind, tell me a little bit about what, I know you were doing everything, but tell me a little bit about your business model. Like, how were you helping people? Like, did you have a program? Like, where was your business at when you joined the mastermind?
Oh, when I joined, I had no business model. I literally had nothing. That's what was so great about the mastermind, was I was like, okay, I've been doing that. And at that time, honestly, I was still practicing physical therapy. My husband and I own a gym. So I was practicing physical therapy out of there. I was also personal training, and I was doing my health coaching, from home, like in part-time-ish. And so I was being pulled in 10,000 directions. So business model, yeah, there wasn't a business model. It was like, let's just take anyone who needs help with their health. Mm-hmm. So it was not a way to do it because I was overwhelmed. I did that for like 3 years, which was 3 years too many. Definitely do not recommend that. And so like starting the mastermind with you guys was huge. And the timing of it could not have been more perfect because obviously COVID happened and our gym got shut down, and I'm like, okay, so here we go. I'm actually going to have a niche now, and I'm going to like focus on this and create like, what do I want for my business? What do I vision for my business? And it could not actually, for me, it could not have been like more perfect time, because I actually had the time, because now I'm like, well, my gym shut down, so I can't do anything there. With my clients. So, the timing for me actually was spot on, because it made me push even harder with, okay, this is what I want for my business. I want this, I'm going to practice this niche. This is what I'm going to hone in on, which is thyroid. And, I am going to focus on this business alone. I'm going to create a pattern where I'm focusing on that, and I'm not taking on more personal training clients. I'm not taking on more physical therapy patients. I'm actually going to cut back on that so that I can focus on my health coaching. And it's just been a slow trickle down with that increase in my health coaching business. Yeah.
And when you came into the program too, like you were doing a lot of like one-off sessions. Hey, like,
yeah. my gosh, that made me crazy. I did that I was doing that. So I got my FDN 6 years ago. I was doing that up until I started working with you, which was last year, obviously. So that was like 5 years. 5 years too long, but I was doing one-off sessions, and I didn't realize how much it was making me crazy until I started thinking about like my niche and all of that. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. It was overwhelming because I just couldn't keep up. I would get, quite a few clients that way, but at the same time, I wasn't getting the results that I wanted because it was a one-off. There was no follow-up. And I didn't like it. And so I cut those out, and I still had that as an option, even when I created my thyroid program, and honed in on thyroid, I still had that as an option. I sporadically would get one here or there with it. Now it's not even an option. It's completely out. I don't have it as an option because I know I can't help people the way I want to help them when I just give them one test and one consult and then you're on your way. It doesn't work like that.
Totally. Yeah. I find it, it's just very unfulfilling. And sometimes you just never hear from these people again. And you're like, oh, I wonder how they are.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes they're doing great and sometimes they're not, but they're not reaching out to you. And so I didn't like it. And I felt like I wasn't doing a service. I wasn't doing the service that I wanted to do by doing it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that. And I loved when I heard that you finally like took that away as an option. So in the program, we started with one-on-one coaching and usually I recommend to any student or client that like one-on-one coaching is a good starting point, even if it's not what you ultimately want your business model to be, because you get a lot of experience, you learn a lot about your person. But what was the struggle that eventually that you started coming up against when you only had one-to-one coaching?
So I love the one-to-one coaching. Don't get me wrong. It's like amazing. One is the cost is always a factor. That's always a big factor because obviously when you're in a group program, the cost is much cheaper. The other factor is a lot of people like that interaction. They like to be in a setting where they don't feel like alone. And it's not that they felt alone when they would be with me. They just like that setting where we're in a group, everyone's under the same umbrella. Everyone has sort of the same, varying, but sort of the same issues. Everyone can support each other. And, in the group program, it is like a lot of accountability and it's like next week we're doing this, the next week we're doing this and they have to have their action task done and they have to have this. And if they want to be involved in the Q&A, then they have to have been on the live call that was the learning lesson the week before. So it's a lot of that. And some people like that. They feel almost like intimidated having one-on-one time. It's too much for them. They would rather be in that group setting. And that's what I have seen with several people. And I have several in my group program that I feel like they actually did do a better option by doing the group program than going into the one-on-one. Cause I was like, oh man, they definitely would have been way overwhelmed with the one-on-one.
Yeah. So it sounds like you were coming up against people who just maybe needed community, needed more accountability, wanted to be more in a group setting. Cause I totally get that. Cause some people, and for me, it depends. Like there's some situations where like, fuck the group. I just want to do the one-on-one. But then there's other situations where you actually want that community and that interaction to make those connections. Right.
Exactly. And it's been fun. I mean, I've been loving doing it. It was a lot of work, but like now that I got my first one under my belt, I feel like I plan on doing it again in August.
Awesome.
And I'm like, not like nervous about it. I was so nervous about this one. it was overwhelming, but now I'm like, man, I know what I'm doing here. I have like all my ducks in a row. I have, you know, the platform, I have everything kind of ready to go. It's just, you know, changing dates, changing this and that, and, you know, be ready, for in August again.
That's awesome. And so let's go back a little bit to, I think it was maybe in September where you had expressed to me, you're like, I want to launch a group program. And this is my specialty. So, I was the one to help you with that. And so before we talked about the strategy, what I believe you need to do to launch a group program, what did you think you actually needed to do? Like what did you think it was going to look like?
First of all, I thought it was way less than I thought. Okay. You just like put a few posts out that you're going to have this group program and, send a few emails out and then, have a few live calls and call it a day. It was like, I didn't realize that there's a lot more involved with it. Obviously you do more of a nurture sequence with emails and, you have a launch and that the launch thing I didn't know when you said, okay, we're going to create a launch time. I'm like, what the heck's a launch? I didn't even know what that was. And you're like, so there's going to be a window where we're going to like launch to open your enrollment. And I'm like, well, don't I just do that on one day? And you're looking at me like, no, we have to have several days of this. And that's when I was like, oh man, this is a lot more work than I thought. But at the same time, it was like, you had it so organized. You made it so simple that the overwhelm with it was subsiding very quickly. Once I saw how organized you were with it, it made it so much easier for me. And I'm super anal about things. So having organization is huge for me. So yeah, that made it simple. But yeah, I mean, as far as like what I thought, yeah, I thought like send a few emails out, put a few posts out, didn't even think about having a Facebook group for it. And then you're like, well, where are you going to do your lives? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean. So it was like, no, I was 1000% not prepared for it.
Totally. And I think that's, I see that a lot. Just people think, I just like tell people I have a group and people are going to want to enroll. Yeah. But, you know, there's a whole psychology with something like that. You know, with one-on-one coaching, obviously it's way easier. The value is very obvious, right? When you're doing testing and doing one-on-one, people can understand the value a lot more. With a group, you got to actually explain it better. You need to add that urgency piece where the card opens, it closes, like they're getting a price promo. Exactly. Like all of that. Like, because if you don't give people a deadline, then they'll never get around to doing it. Yeah.
Right.
And we're all like that. Like I'm the same way. If there's no deadline, I'll think about it for the next 6 months. Right. And so you're right. There is a lot of work that goes into a launch, especially the first launch. The first launch is the worst. And then it's much better after that. But, if you, like I said, like, or like you said, if it's organized and you understand like the different phases of the launch. So what we did for everyone who's listening is we focused on pre-launch, and we were already doing that. You were already very consistent with your social media. You were building your following, you were building your list. I usually like people to have, you know, about 100 to 150 people on the email list because the selling generally happens on the list. And I think you were probably at about a couple hundred or 170.
Yeah. I was a little under 200 when I did my launch. And I got quite a few actually from the email, is how I got quite a few in the program from the email.
Yeah. And that's how it'll go. Cause with social media, any social media platform, as soon as they know that you're being promotional, they decrease your reach just because it's an experience thing. Like if everyone could just be promotional on social media and it would just reach everyone, then it would just be a promotional clusterfuck and no one would want to be on there. Right. So it's a user experience thing. So you start to lose reach and you'll notice during a launch that your story views will go down and your posts won't get as much reach. And I mean, that's normal, but that's why we want people on the email list because then you're not dealing with that. So, other than like the organizational structure, how else did working with me help you with this first group program launch?
Well, the organization obviously was a huge factor, but, having like the way that you had it organized in this specific steps. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, so here's the pre-launch. Let's talk about that. Which like you said, I was doing quite a bit, of on social media presence and all that, but then, you broke it up into sections, which made it really nice. Like, okay, this is launch week. Now we're just going to focus on this. And then this is what you need to have prepared for, your actual group program. And like you had it like segmented, like list out, this is what you all need to do. I would have never known how to do that. I would have never known like, oh my gosh, what is she talking about here? Like that there was, all the points that you made about it needs to be in this pattern. And then the steps, like the timeline of it. Mm-hmm. So do this next. That was huge for me. Again, I get overwhelmed really easy. I mean, I like organization, but if I see it in like a step by step thing, you had it organized that way where it was like, okay, so next we need to focus on this and not move on to the next thing until like I have that done. That made it so much easier for me. Again, I was going in this so blindly, and just didn't realize the amount of stuff. And then not just that, but like your resources, like you provided a ton of resources, like, okay, so you could use Zoom or you could do it through Facebook. Like you gave all the suggestions on different resources, different ways that you could, promote it, email server, like all that stuff. It was really nice to have like all the options and like what worked for you. I liked that as well, because you always said like that didn't work. Which was nice because like you had such a successful group program all the time that it was like, okay, well, I'm totally trusting her because she's done this. And you were right on with a lot of the things like, yeah, don't do that. Cause that didn't work. so I'm like, okay, so we're not going to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point I've launched probably 40 plus times. I don't even know. I've lost count. I launched so much, but there is a process to it. And the first one, like I said, is the hardest because you're building everything from scratch. But what Angela is speaking about in terms of templates, I believe I gave you a sales page template, email, like written out email examples and like social media prompts and all that stuff so that you knew exactly what you needed to do, which helps a lot. Cause when you're writing it from scratch with like no templates, with no resources, like it's a lot of work, like more work than you will ever imagine. And so what was that?
Templates were huge. I mean, that was big. Yeah.
Cool. And so how was your overall feeling about the first launch? Cause I know you were like stressed out going into it and it was kind of like this unknown zone, but how did you generally feel about it?
Yeah, I was really nervous about it. I had to do a lot of like positive affirmations going into it. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, what if, like, I'm scared. Like I'm doing all this work and no one's going to sign up. What if no one signs up? So I made myself a goal. I wanted 5 people. I didn't want it to be this huge, huge group program. I wanted it to be more quaint. So I was like, let's just make it for 5 people. That's actually going to be really, really good for me. I ended up getting 8. Amazing. But like when it first started, the launch mode, you know, the first few days it was crickets and I was like, oh man, here we go. What the heck? And I remember messaging you and you're like, chill the hell out. It's going to be, it's always going to happen. And you're going to all of a sudden have a bunch at the end. And you were so spot on. Cause it was like, I had a few sign up after like, maybe it was like day 3. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I still wanted to have 5. I only have like 2, I think. And then it was like the second to last day, I had a bunch more sign up. And then the last day I had 2 more sign up. So I was like, okay, she was totally right about this. But yeah, that was the one thing I'm like, okay, so now at least I know when she tells me not to panic about people not buying on the first couple days to freaking believe her, because that's exactly what happened. It was literally that pattern. It was like first few days, you know, nervous. And I was like, I don't know why I'm freaking out about this. And then it was like, okay, well, then they started signing up. So chill the hell out. And you were right about that. But it's, you know, it's still a little nerve wracking, obviously, cause you're like, man, this is a lot of work. But like the more faith you have in it, I feel like the better. And that's what I had to keep like, you know what? I created a good program. It's going to go, just give it a few more days. It's going to go.
Yeah. And I mean that it is very normal, especially in the middle of the launch. And with you, we were doing a beta launch. So we were launching at a lower price point, but in your next launch, what really helps is to have, some sort of fast acting bonus, like some incentive for them to take action right off the bat. For a lot of my live programs, I offer like a promo to the VIP list. So, you know, and so that brings in a lot of sales, like right off the bat, mostly for your ego, because
gratification. Yeah.
Yeah. You like get that confidence. You're like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm one of those people that I like instant gratification and it like totally boosts my ego. So yeah, that is definitely on my list of what I'm probably going to do on my next launch. I'm like, you know, maybe that'll help me not freak out like I did last time. But you know, that instant gratification does help a little bit, not gonna lie.
It does. And I think like that will be really helpful. But even with that, like you'll still have this lull in the middle. Mm-hmm. And something I've learned, because I used to have really long launch periods, like, you know, 2 to 3 week launch periods, but then it's like nothing would happen for like a week. And you're just like going crazy. And people don't really need that amount of time to make up a decision, right? Unless you have something that's like $10,000, like, you know, a bigger price point.
That
but
high
people Exactly. And people will buy mostly at the end. Like I launched my HTMA expert course last week and doors closed at midnight and we had like 5 sales come in at like after 11:40 PM.
I believe that. Yeah. And actually I had someone actually message me, my doors closed at midnight and that they messaged me. I didn't see it until the next morning. And they said, oh my gosh, I just saw doors are closing in an hour and I was already in bed. You know, can I go ahead and still get in on it? And I'm like, absolutely. That it does happen.
Totally. And I think it's interesting because like in a launch, you might have like a fast acting bonus and then like another bonus and people will miss like the price discount. They'll miss like the juicy, they'll miss everything. Yeah. And then it's just like the close cart at the end. Right. Like that's such a great piece of urgency that makes people take action. So Why don't you tell Angela, the audience, like how, because I know you are currently running that group program that we launched together in January. So how's that going right now?
It's going really good. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. Once I started, so I was obviously, I was nervous launching it. I was nervous starting it. When I did my very first live, because mind you, I never really did lives ever. So live learning like that, not through a camera. I hadn't done that. And when I, during launch mode, I had done live, a few lives to like tidbits here and there, like some learning things, and then promote the group program. So that was nerve-wracking doing that. But then when I did my very first live with the group, we talked all about mindset. I literally was sitting here doing breath work, doing meditation, doing everything I could do to stop me from sweating and freaking out. I'm panicking on my very, very first call. And once I started it, it was like, totally just went with it. In fact, I even went over 15 minutes on the call because I just was yapping so much. I just kept talking and talking, and I was having so much fun with it. Mm. And one of the clients that was in it had messaged me, and she's like, "You totally did not seem nervous at all. I don't know why you thought, said you were nervous." I'm like, "Really?" She's like, "No, you were not nervous at all." She's like, "You were, you know, you were so spot on with everything you did. It was so organized." So, you know, after I got that first one under, I was like, "Okay, I think I can show the heck out now." It's been a lot of fun. I'm totally enjoying it. I actually really like it. It's fun to do. It's fun to have the Q&As too, because it gives me a lot of ideas. I've gotten so many ideas from the questions that people ask me. I'm like, gotta add that to the next program. We're adding that in. Yeah. So the feedback, I get a feedback from them. Thanks to you for telling me that. I send a feedback form after every live learning lesson, and I get feedback from that. And then I send them a Q&A form to fill out before the live Q&A. That's every other week. And between those two things, I'm getting a lot of cool things that I'm like, okay, I need to bring that up. That needs to be on the next group program, or even with my one-on-ones. It's stuff that I don't think about. So yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And I love that feedback process, because really what you're doing is you're creating the program with the people of whom you're selling it to. And you know, after a few iterations, you're going to have like the best group program for thyroid, like in this niche, right? Which is super cool. Yeah. So it sounds like you feel pretty good about your next launch, but like, how are you feeling overall? Do you feel confident? Do you have a plan?
Yeah. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I don't necessarily know exactly when I'm launching it. I do know that the price point obviously is going to be higher.
Yes.
I'm still not going to involve testing with it. I think as a group program, I think it's going to get too difficult involving testing, because testing is not going to come back at the same time for everyone and all that. It does get a little bit difficult with that. So I will not involve testing again. Mm-hmm. I'm not really nervous about it. It's more like just setting the date, getting it organized. I want to have the summer off, not worrying about it, so that I can just enjoy the summer. And, you know, my stepson's getting married in April, and like, I just want to like chill out about that and have fun. And then, you know, when it gets close to that launch mode again, I mean, obviously I'll be prepping before that, but, I'm not nervous about it.
Yeah. You have a plan now, you have everything written. It's really just a matter of like looking at what you did and like, do you need to optimize, do you need to switch things up a little bit, and just kind of using that as a template going forward.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's so cool about it. I put everything I'm obsessed with Trello. I put everything in my Trello board, and it's so nice because I have a whole board just on my group program. And I'm like, all I got to do is go back in there, and I'm changing dates and, you know, modifying a few things here and there. But it's going to be so much simpler since I have a system.
Yeah, I love it. So would you recommend the method that I taught you to launch?
Oh my God.
Would you recommend this to other coaches?
Absolutely. 100%. It's so simple. It's so organized. And like I said, the step-by-step, the way that you do it and the pattern made it so simple. Mm-hmm. And as overwhelmed as I was, having the step-by-step system and the templates, God, the templates were like enormous, like so much help. I totally would recommend this because it's laid out like perfectly. There's nothing that I would have been like, okay, I wish we had done this or that. It's laid out in such a way that for one makes it easy. But it's not overwhelming. It makes it so much simpler having it laid out that way.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, you can definitely go crazy with lunches, and some people
do a
lot, and they just live, they're like changed their computer, eating out of an almond butter jar, like super straight. You know, the first one might resemble that slightly, but I really don't want that for people. And the way I launch is I do everything before and then I nap while I'm
launching. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I had a lot. I mean, I pretty much had most of the work done prior to the launch. And then during the launch, it was like, obviously I'd hop on stories and do lives and stuff like that. I was doing a little bit more than I was doing normally at the time. But like I had all my like social media posts, they were all in later, like they were all going out already. I didn't have to like do those, you know, do those at the time. And I tried to have everything done that I could before, which made it so much easier.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm really just so impressed with your success. I think you did great. And I knew you were going to do great. And I'm really glad you were able to. And it just goes to show too, like you have a small social media following, you know, small list, enrolled 8 people in your first group program. You'll definitely get more with the next round at a higher price point. And so you don't need a very big list. You do need a list, but it doesn't need to be a massive list in order to like do well with something like that, you know?
Right. And not just that, but you need a list. That was the other thing too. Yeah. I was glad that I had a list. Because I've known people that have done group launches or group programs and they have no email lists. And like you said,
it's a gong show.
Yeah. Because on social media, I noticed it. I mean, you warned me of it. You're like, just beware, like your views are going to go down and you're not going to get as many likes on your posts and all that. And you were spot on with that because it did happen. I started noticing it by like day 3, I could already see it. And I'm like, I knew this was going to happen. Can you warn me of this? So if you're relying on social media for that, it's not the way to go. You have to have an email.
And you just have to have no guarantee that people are seeing your stuff, right?
So, yeah. But my email list, like I said, was under 200. It was not a huge email list, not at all.
But you'd done the work, you'd built the relationships and the people were on there and wanted to do this with you. So it's so great.
Yeah.
So how can the audience, if they want to connect with you and learn more about you, what's the best way to connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm way more interacting on Instagram. I'm on there way more at Angela Brown Coach. Mm-hmm. And then I have a website, angelabrown.org. Website is thanks to you telling me how to do it. awesome. Another one that you helped me with. That's where I'm on Instagram way more. Like I said, I'm on Facebook, but definitely not on there as much as I am on Instagram.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Angela. I really appreciate you coming here and sharing your experience. It's been a pleasure, you know, working with you, getting to be involved in the group program launch. And I'm really excited to hear all about your next launch.
Thanks for having me and thanks for all your help. No problem.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I will see you again, same time, same place next week on Monday, where I help you become wealthy AF. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.